Hi everyone, it's Two Hollywood Winos, Jane and Steve Kosek. This is one of our first audio blogs, and we decided that we wanted to try doing some blogging so you could listen to us and hopefully in the future see us. We're going to start doing some video blogs as well. It's a Friday night, and our tradition is to do a tasting. There are some fires in LA tonight, and we thought, let's stay inside. It's 90 degrees, turn the air conditioning on, and taste some wine. So what are we tasting tonight?
Tonight we've got a French wine. We figured we'd do something a little different. A lot of times lately we've been doing almost exclusively California wine, so we broke it up a little bit. This is actually from one of our wine clubs. I believe it's Wandering Dog Wine Bar from Los Olivos, California. They've got a nice selection from all over the world. We've had a lot of wonderful bottles from local California and as far away as Argentina and all over the world, actually. So this is a 2010 Domaine Charles, I don't even know what the last name is, Charles Audin Marcenet. They call it a Cuvée Marie Oregano from 2010. I guess this is what they consider a entry-level Bordeaux.
Burgundy.
I always confuse the two. You know, bees. French wine is always way too complex.
It says red Burgundy wine on the label.
I guess it does. Look at that. I guess reading is fundamental after all.
But it also says that it is a Pinot Noir, unfined and unfiltered. So it is lighter. It's actually a dry Pinot. I think I usually find here in the States that Pinots are sweet, but this one is actually pretty dry, which is pretty indicative of French wines, don't you think?
I think so. I agree. It's sort of different in that many times you'll get the soft, sweet, light Pinots in your average store in the States when you go and buy a bottle of Pinot. But this is very different. It's definitely dry. It might even be very dry. It doesn't have a terribly large nose. It doesn't really scream at you anything in particular. Let me give it a swirl and see if I can pull anything out of this.
I don't get a nose at all. It is good though. I highly recommend it with food. We have a manchego and crackers that we're having this wine with, and that definitely helps bring out the really nice characteristics. This is not a sipping wine. You're not going to want to hang out on your couch on a Saturday night with no food and just sip wine. That is something you do normally with a big cab or Zin or Syrah.
Absolutely,
that's
I agree.
That's not what this is.
I agree, but it's nice. It has a nice little character to it. Like I said, it's different in that it's a dry Pinot, which you rarely find a dry Pinot in the States. So that makes it kind of nice. And the fact that it's not fined or filtered, you usually get a little more character out of the wine from that. So it is definitely interesting. And it's a reasonable price point. I think this one's around $17. So I would say look for it if you're looking for trying something different, a little drier, something that goes good with food. I can imagine this going great with a lot of different food. Like I said, the cheese and crackers we're having it with is wonderful. I could absolutely see lighter things like chicken dishes, anything that's not too heavily sauced. I think it would go wonderful with.
I could see it with other meats like a lamb, things like that. I think it would go well with. Maybe Indian food. But in all honesty, I don't think I would buy this bottle again. Would you?
I don't know that I would.
Yeah, I mean, it just comes down to that when you think about it. You know, you enjoyed enough to buy it again. My feeling is no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, and everybody's taste is different. So like I said, that really depends. You know, we're used to a certain style of wine. Jane and I tend to drink bigger wines, Cabs, Syrahs, Malbecs, that are big and spicy and earthy. And this is different, which is good. It's always good to break it up and do something different.
Yeah,
but honestly, I don't know if I would do it again. I'll certainly try other Burgundies because we're trying to expand into our French and Italian wines, get outside of California a little bit. But absolutely, I would keep exploring in that vein. I'm not sure I would buy this one again. But it is, if you're into dry, if you like that, if that's what makes you happy, then absolutely go find the Domaine Charles Audouin Marsannay Cuvée Marie Oregano from 2010.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Subscribe to our blog, tohollywoodwinos.com, and we hope to have you back. Cheers.
Cheers.